Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
No settling because, gosh darn it, what if you get to the end of your life and you go, God, I didn't do that right. Got to come back and do it again. Well, you might want to, actually. Sorry. Hi, I'm Heather. Yes, I am Heather Stewart. I am your transformation facilitator and guide to all the ways that you will make your life a super fabulous, amazing creation. And this is Illuminate Your Worth. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come over to the chat room and talk to me. Why not? If you're listening. Now, if you're on, I just heard this term recently. If you're on Team Replay, which I am all quite often, Team Replay, you can't come to the chat room. But if you're live, come on over. We're over in the chat room, inspiredchoices.com. And today, talking about transformation, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about transformation. And I was thinking about this because, you know, I started, so little bit of backstory for you. Last year, I was in Florida visiting a mentor and colleague and friend. She fits all the categories of super amazing human being. And I was visiting her and I went to see another now friend to have a reading because he was channeling, if you know Abraham, Esther Hicks channels Abraham, Daryl Anka channels Bashar. Very interesting to listen to these people. I saw Abraham live in Denver a couple of years ago. Super cool experience if you ever get the chance. And so I went to see this gentleman who is another amazing human being, and he channeled a group called The Collective. And I was asking him questions, and I was in there with a colleague friend of mine that had traveled with me, and we were kind of playing ping pong, you know, she'd ask a question, I'd ask a question. And The Collective was being kind of vague and evasive with me. And which, you know, sometimes we're not supposed to know the answers in advance. And that just brings to mind a whole other story that I won't necessarily tell today. Maybe I'll tell it on another show, because everything in my mind is all tied together in a big web and everything's connected. So sometimes the stories aren't in a straight line, kind of like life. So I have this reading from The Collective, and I thought I was, you know, I was pretty happy with it. And later his name's Rick. Rick messaged me on WhatsApp and said, I wasn't happy with how The Collective didn't really answer your questions. So I asked them why they did that. And apparently because I asked them what my superpower was, and they said, we're not going to tell you. I thought, okay, no problem. I just kind of laughed it off. But for Rick, he thought, I don't know why they didn't tell you. So he asked them, and they said, well, we couldn't tell her in the room because that would have affected what was happening for the other person. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And that's when I found out that my superpower is helping people to transform. Now, that doesn't mean I'm like, got a magic wand, and I'm going, abracadabra, and turning you into a frog or something, or a prince, or a princess, or whatever you want to be. What it means is that my superpower, as I'm still learning and learning to understand it, is helping someone see their own potential, because I can see it, and helping them, supporting them through discovering and owning that. And I think that's, well, I know one time I was on the phone with my mom, I told her that my, this was like 30 years ago, I said, I know what my purpose in life is, it's to save the world, but apparently I have to do it one person at a time. So I'm hoping, I hope I live a long time if I can do it one person at a time. But what I really have come to realize, if I help one person, that's going to impact everything in their circle, and it ripples outwards. And that's what my goal is. So we're talking about transformation. And you know what? Transformation is a scary word. Look how many letters it has in it. It's a big word. Remember the Transformers? Transformers. I might be aging myself, but I never actually watched it. I just know about it, and I might have played with the toys. Anyways, so transformation is a big thing, right? It's a big thing because we are really good at being comfortable where we are. We're really good at saying, yeah, I'm good. Yep. You go do that, walk across those hot coals. No, I'm just gonna stay here and have a glass of water. You know, it's like, because it can feel like walking across those hot coals. And I haven't done that. I should try that. Danielle, what do you think? Have you done that? Danielle, my super angel in the background. So let's think about transformation as it doesn't, we could do it together, Danielle. She hasn't done it. We'll go to a retreat where we can run across coals somewhere on a vacation, like Hawaii or somewhere. So let's not think about, like, transformation sounds like a big hairy deal, right? Like, ooh, I'm going to be go into this and come out completely different. No one will recognize me, which sounds scary all by itself. Even if you wanted to come out a completely different person, how frightening is that to you? If you really think about it, if you really think about it, it's kind of scary. Because if you come out a completely different person, what's going to happen in your life? What's going to happen to your family? They're going to go, oh, we don't know what to do with you. We don't know if we like you now like this. What's going to happen with your friends? She's no fun to hang with anymore. And this happens in real life, right? Because I was once, this is like, I'm going to say 25 years ago. I was training for a marathon. I was a runner at the time. I don't run anymore. I got all the running out of me. I ran it out. But I was training for a marathon. So I decided, while I'm training for this marathon, I won't drink alcohol. Seems reasonable. You know, I have to do these really long runs on Sundays, and hungover is not so much fun. You feel like crap. And we were having a barbecue. My partner and I were having a barbecue, not the partner I have now, different partner. And that's why it was 25 years ago, if you're keeping score. And one of the people at the party said to me, Heather, when are you going to start drinking again? You were way more fun when you were drinking. And I thought that was a big surprise to me because I always thought I was just me. So instead of taking that as, well, I better start drinking if people are going to like me. I've always been very contrarian. I said, oh, yeah, screw you. Well, I'm not going to drink again for another 6 months. Ha ha ha. And if you don't like me, tough poo. But it's for a lot of people, they don't have the you're not the boss of me built inside of them like I do. The you can't tell me what to do. Kick me off the island and I'll do even better. I'll show you. I've got the I'll show you gene. Now that's not good or bad or here nor there. If you have it or if you don't have it, it's just the way you're built. It's like some people have red hair, some people have black hair, right? My sister had black hair. I had red hair. Same mom, same dad. You can tell by our face, but our hair was different. So when transformation happens and you come out as a completely different person, it scares the bejesus out of people, even if they know it's good for them. Even if they know it's good for them, they're afraid. There's even if you don't admit it to yourself, there is a fear inside of you about change and what it means because it's an unknown. You can't predict how people are going to react. You can't predict whether going into that new space is going to be better for you or worse. And for some reason, we have this idea that when I go do that, I'm like that forever. You make your bed and then you lie in it. It's like, well, just remake your bed as many times as you want. you can, it's not a straight path as most of my stories, and it's not a one and done. Nothing in life is a one and done, right? Nothing in life is I've decided to do this and I'm stuck here forever. And I mean, my life is a perfect example of it. You know, I started out as a finance executive. I started out as a CPA. For a lot of people, that's a one and done, right? That's a, this is my career until I get my gold watch. I think things are shifting though. Things, it's not so, not so many people are tied into that narrative. But for a lot of the people that I knew, even at that time, even not that long ago, it was, that was your career. So when I decided to leave it to become a yoga teacher, who becomes a finance executive and then quits and becomes a yoga teacher, like seriously, me. But did, and you know, I thought I was done, but then I wasn't. Then I realized, no, I also want to help people other ways. And I became a massage therapist. Was I done? I was done for a while. You know, you can park there for as long as you want. But I wasn't done because then I retired from massage and went into coaching full time. And is this done? I don't know. You know, I keep evolving. And that's the point. Transformation, it doesn't have to be like you're here and then you're here and you're, that's it. Transformation is more a gradual movement, small or large shifts, changes, movement towards something that is better for you, something that is more fulfilling for you, something that is more aligned for you, something that makes you feel good and lights you up regularly. And I've had this quote from Maslow recently that I saw. Maybe it was on my meditation app. If you ever use Insight Timer, you can friend me on Insight Timer. You in the quote was, you will either step forward into growth or you will step back into safety. Ha, right? And this is the comfort zone. This is the place where we say, no, you go walk across the hot coals, I'm staying here. Even if on the other side of the hot coals is everything you ever wanted in your life. Why won't we walk across the hot coals? We're afraid we're going to get burned. That's why. You know, burned by life. But what if all of those change, even if you do, like look at, I fully own the fact that when I reinvented myself, I'll tell you this story longer maybe, that my circle that I had in my previous life when I was an accountant is, you know, there's not much left of that circle because they didn't want to adapt to the shift that I was making. And that's fine. Not everyone is meant to be here forever. I think I'm doing, no, maybe that's a newsletter. There's news about that coming out, about your relationship wellness. It is a newsletter that's coming out in a couple of weeks. But the not everyone is meant to travel with you forever. It could be they're meant to travel with you for your whole life, but it could also be that they're here for a moment. And when you think about the length of a life, they could be here for a couple of years, here for a couple of decades, and their role is to help you through something, to help you learn something, to help you see something. And then their role is to go off and do something else. But we feel this, it's almost like there's this pride. We've been friends for 100 years. Well, that's pretty cool, you know. And I do have people around who I've been with for a long time. But then there's people waiting to be my inner circle who are the perfect aligned people. You know, I call them my soul tribe. My soul tribe, the people who get me, the people who support me instead of say, we liked you the other way. When I'm changing, they say, yeah, you go, Heather. Those are the people you need in your life. But I'm getting off track. Are you surprised? So we're talking about transformation. And transformation, that big, scary thing, I want you to feel like It's an exciting thing to transform. I want you to feel like you are choosing yourself to nurture yourself forward into growth instead of staying where it's safe and comfortable. I want you to feel like you can step forward into your blossoms, your blossoming self. Imagine if you were a flower and you got the bud and then you said, nope, I'm too scared. I'm not going to open. And then you went back in the ground. It's kind of what it's like. I have flowers in the window box outside my window. That's what's reminding me, you know, these buds come out and you're just ready for it. And then it goes, no. It's like, come on, open, blossom, blossom. Let us enjoy your beautiful self, your beautiful flower. We're going to talk some more transformation. I have stuff coming up for you. I want to talk about being intentional about your transformation. I want to talk about just not going on a whim, doing it for you, right? And this, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about transformation. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We have a quick break and then we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, info@heatherstewart.coach. That's a, you know, it goes directly to me. Everything comes directly to me. I am a superpower of one person. And you can also get me on WhatsApp. Did you know that? That is another fabulous place, especially because I can get WhatsApp anywhere in the world. So you can always find me. And I still feel like that's okay. I just had this thought pop into my head. But Heather, when do you get your downtime? Oh, I have downtime, friends. Don't you worry. So we're talking about transformation. And we are talking about why it seems such a big, hairy, scary thing to transform. And why we resist it, even when we know deep down that it's the right way to go. You can see people like they're fighting their way to success. But they're sabotaging themselves. It's almost like they're playing a tug of war with themselves. I want to be successful. No, I don't. Yes, I want. No, no, no. And they're having this inner battle. And I mean, in reality, you change every single day. Every single day you change. Your cells change. You have experiences that add to the richness of your life, even if they're just little wee experiences. I was in a store buying something and some man complimented the necklace I was wearing. That impacted my day. All of a sudden I was like, yeah, I was like, he was so nice. I'm like, he didn't have to do that. I'm going to go out and be nice to somebody. That was a nice thing to experience. So every time something happens, big or small, you are changing and you are adapting to your life. And what we don't often realize is that Even when we think we're staying safe and we're staying in the same place, you're never actually staying in the same place. We just feel like we're staying there. So we're refusing to, because life is going to keep moving no matter what happens. I have not found a way to avoid it yet, but life keeps moving. Life keeps changing. You keep growing. You keep a day, a day, a day, a day, years, decades. Life keeps happening. And if you decide to not make any decisions for yourself, then you're letting the things around you decide. Because you're going to keep changing. Things are going to keep changing. And if you don't sit in the driver's seat of your life, right? I just remembered when I tried to learn to ride a bicycle. I think I was the last of the four of us kids that learned to ride a bicycle because I was scared. My little brother, who's 6 years younger than me, Kirk, you're the best. Love you, little bro. He was zooming up and down the street before I would get on a bike because I was scared, which is weird for me, isn't it? I know, but I have very clear memories of hitting a tree with my bike. Maybe that's what it was. Don't look at the thing that you're trying to avoid, right? But if we're not sitting in the driver's seat, it doesn't have to be a two-wheeler, just get like a four, one of those three-wheelers, get a tricycle if you want. If you don't make your choices, then someone else is making them for you. And then they may even have your best interest in mind, but only you have 100% clarity on what's best for you, or even the chance to have, even if you don't feel like you have clarity, you're the only person who has the potential to have 100% clarity, right? Remember me? I can see what's inside of you. I can see what you need. I can see all of this potential blossoms everywhere. But I have to restrain myself because not everybody wants to know the full blossoming. They're not ready for it. So when you are thinking about this, I don't know if you've heard of the as above, so below. I can't. Trismegistus, something or other. Trismegistus is, I have the book somewhere. And it's like one of those all law things, one of those eternal law things. As above, so below, as within, so without. Think about this. Everything outside of you that's happening, if you don't like it, instead of working on something outside to change it, work on what's inside of you. Because the inside of you is the easiest place, believe it or not, the easiest place to make a change. So I'm thinking of a story about a husband and wife who weren't getting along. And she would constantly want him to do something like, why can't you just do this? Why can't you do this? Why can't you just do this? And one day she decided, instead of doing that, I'm going to actually, instead of telling him all the things he's doing wrong, I'm going to thank him for the things he's doing that I appreciate. So, I'm having flashes of like the typical nagging, et cetera, et cetera. But this was actually a real case where the woman just decided to shift what she was speaking, how she was speaking to her husband. She didn't tell him. She just started saying, oh, thank you for doing that. Oh, thank you for doing that. And suddenly he started doing the things that she kept asking him to do. And he wasn't doing. But all she changed was her inside. Instead of criticizing and being upset, she changed her inside to be appreciative and have gratitude for what was going right. And that ch shift in her energy shifted their relationship, and he started to shift subtly, maybe. He just suddenly maybe felt more appreciated and wanted to do more to get more of that. It's almost like, when you appreciate the things you have, it's like the gratitude practice. When you appreciate the things you have, then you just get more things to appreciate, right? So if you can shift your inside narrative, if you can shift your inside expectations of yourself, if you can shift your inside how you feel about things, how you view things, then that's going to help you move towards the things you want. But I don't want you to just say, how do I do this? I don't want you to be just like, this sounds crazy. I want you to have like concrete steps and be intentional, because when you're intentional, that's when you're in the driver's seat. You are the only person really qualified to drive your own life, to drive your bus. Everybody else has got a learner's permit. You are the only one qualified to drive your own bus. So safety, when we think about safety, we always think safety is a good thing. And safety isn't bad or good. It's just a place, right? Safety, put on your seatbelt. Yes, please put on your seatbelt, wear a helmet on your bicycle, do all of the things that keep you safe. But are you choosing safety in your life just because you don't want to change anything? So think about, are you, so people use things to almost like numb their awareness. And you can see it everywhere. I mean, the distractions that we have are numerous in life. People have been using alcohol and drugs for years and years to distract themselves or numb themselves from being unhappy, because they don't want to look at that. Like they don't want to decide to make something change for themselves. Which we know, I mean, there's all this stigma that's attached to it. It's just a way to get through life for some people, right? Because they maybe don't have the support that they want, or they just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to even approach it. But I was at a club on Sunday, and I was seeing some live music, and there was a lot of very happy people there, happy in quotation marks. There's dancing, there's yelling, there's cameras. Social media is a great way to distract yourself, by the way. The scrolling, 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 scrolling until you're so tired you go to sleep. You don't have to sit down and do anything. You just scroll. Oh, I didn't have time. But all of these happy people, and it's in so interesting that, because I've been to a few clubs like this, everybody's super happy and friendly, but they're also on ecstasy. And I don't, hey man, that's your jam, that's cool. But are you not able to create happiness in yourself without something external? And I think it's just very trendy these days to not, I think drinking has become not trendy, and chemical stimulants have. Right. So I'm not saying any of this to judge anybody. I mean, I still love a glass of wine. I'm a good fan of G&Ts, but I want people to be able to take that time to look at their outer world and what's going on. And if there's things out there that are different than what you want, instead of pointing at that thing and saying, I want that to be different, I want that to go away, I want you to look at your inner world and see where there might be some alignment, some correlations, something that you can, some way for you to shift your thinking about that one thing. And like when I broke my wrist, I didn't want that. I didn't want that at all, actually. And but it happened. And instead of being upset about it and complaining about it and ruining my vacation and having a pretty crappy few months, I decided to shift my inner world. I decided I had the intention of this is an experience that I want to pay attention to because it's not an experience that I've chosen, I don't think. Well, my 3D self didn't choose this experience, but there's a lesson here for me to get, and that's going to change my inner world, and that's going to make me even better. So that's how I like to approach good, the bad, the ugly, you name it. So we're going to go on another quickie break, friends. We're going to keep talking about transformation. I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to help you shift some of your thinking, shift some of this stuff so that you can do the little babies. You can do the big steps, the little steps, the long jumps, the high jumps, whatever works for you. Right? Yes, we're going to talk more about transformation. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We will be back in a moment on the Inspired Choices Network. I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do it. Your path, because no one has the same path as you. People can walk beside you through your whole path or part of your path. I think paths do this. They come in and out. They come in and out. You're there for a while. You could go a long way. And then you separate and off you go. So we're talking about transformation. By the way, if you're still here, beak hearts for you. Love you. Thank you so much for hanging out and learning about how to make your life the way you want it, right? And if you are enjoying this, I would love if you're on your favorite streaming platform to leave a 5-star review, obviously. The more fives, the better. But if you have questions, definitely send me a message. Pop over to heatherstewart.coach because there's a lot of resources there for you. And stay tuned. There's a new website coming that is so good and so in line with how I want to serve the world. So I'm pretty excited about that. But until then, heatherstewart.coach. We are talking transformation. And why transformation? This is this big, scary word. Like, think of the Transformers. Those were big, scary dudes, weren't they? We've created this word transformation. Everybody's walking around saying transformation, transformation, transformation. And it makes it seem out of reach, inaccessible to your average human being. Like saying billionaire, billionaires. It just seems like so far outside the way you can envision yourself as yourself. Even billionaires are just people who have to, you know, eat, sleep, and repeat. But we have this idea that they're somehow different. And I remember this story. I remember when I was first got into kayaking. I'm actually going to teach kayaking this weekend. But when I first got into kayaking, I was watching my friend. At that time, she was rolling her kayak. So an old term for it is an Eskimo roll. We don't use that anymore. It's just a She was just rolling her kayak, and I was watching her, and I thought, like, it was some kind of magic trick. Like, oh my God, I could never, ever do that. It's just too impossible. It just seemed so completely out of the realm of possibilities. And then I learned how to do it, and now I teach it. And you don't know what you don't know. So this transformation, this idea of transformation is this big concept, but really all it really needs is an intention that you want to be or do something different. That's a transformation right there. Right there, you've created a transformation. I've decided I want to be or do something different, and I'm going to do it with intention. And I'm going to do it with the plan of how I want to live my life. You don't have to. I remember when I was in corporate, there was a one of the VPs that I worked with had he had his 5-year goal, then and his 10-year goal. I was like, I can't even think into next week. How can you decide what you want your life to look at in 5 years? But what he was doing, I've come to understand, was he had more of a concept of what he wanted his life to look like. And my brain was thinking about the nitty-gritty of like, where is my house and what is my job title and what is he was more a big I like a bigger idea of what this is a 5-year plan. And I was getting too caught up in the details. I was an accountant at the time. I was all about the details. So I know I don't want you to go and run and make a 5-year plan. I just want you to think about what you want next in your life. And as you start to build these blocks, think about Lego. Lego comes with an instruction manual now. When I was a little kid, there was no instruction manuals with Lego. You just built stuff. Now everything builds something specific. So you're following your old school Lego with no instruction manual, which is life. Life doesn't really have a complete instruction manual. And you're like, I would like this, and I would like this. And you're building it a little bit at a time. You can decide, oh, actually, that doesn't fit there. You can take it out and you can build something new. But each step you take, each decision you make intentionally will start to transform your life. 20 years ago, I would not have been able to visualize this life that I have right now. It was nowhere in my wheelhouse anywhere. It wasn't anywhere in my, even as I couldn't, it wasn't even a thought. So I couldn't think of it as a possibility or not because it wasn't a thought form. But each step that I took along my way gave me more information, gave me more learning, helped me see the next step, helped me see the next thing that I wanted for my life. So as you start to take those steps, they can be little micro decisions. It's the micro decisions that actually make the bigger change. Yeah, you can make the big jump off the cliff change, and that makes everything kind of ex all at once. It takes a while for the dust to settle from that and for you to see where you are. But as you make the littler changes, the smaller changes, the I've decided I'm going to, meditate 5 minutes. Could I convince you to meditate 5 minutes each morning? You don't have to do anything specific. Just sit down before you do anything for 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to think about anything specific. You don't have to sit in any specific way. Just have quiet. Have no disturbances. Have your eyes closed. I usually close my eyes because visually it's just too many distractions. And set a timer for 5 minutes. It'll go as faster than you think. And you'll notice the narrative that streams inside your head. The only way to really check in on these habits and this inner dialogue that you have is to stop and listen to it. So if you can meditate for me for 5 minutes, you will hear. You might not notice it till afterwards, especially when you're first starting, but you'll start to recognize, wow, that's interesting. Like my brain goes off on this direction. Is that helpful or not helpful? Believe it or not, I know that your mind thinks that it's in charge, but it's not. Your mind is just a tool. Your mind is a tool and it can be trained. But we haven't been taught how to train our minds. So you can train your mind. Don't go down that road. Come down this road with me. And so you just call it back in. Come back here, come back in. And these decisions that you make will help you move towards that transformation. And when you decide that you want something different, you pick something easy at the first, right? Pick something easy at first, because if you pick something hard, you will be discouraged by not making progress right away. I understand. We live in a world where we have instant gratification of everything. I don't even have to pull my wallet out anymore. My credit card is on my phone. I know my watch, I can just tap. It's like, really? It was too hard to take your wallet out of your pocket? I get it. Convenience, right? I get it. It's convenient. But when you're looking at the habits that you have, pick something easy, because we have been highly trained for instant gratification. Pick something that you is a quick win for you. Pick something that has been maybe nagging at you, but you haven't been doing. One of the things that I hear people say is, I should really get to that. You've probably heard me say this, but if I hear you say, I should get to that, that tells me you're not going to do it. Listen to the languaging. I should get to that. There's an implied but I'm not going to. Oh my goodness. I did a podcast episode a number of years ago called Stop Shoulding All Over Yourself. Should is a word of inaction. So if you decide you want to do something, maybe it's something easy. So I have this bottle. You can't see it if you're watching the video or you're not watching the video. So I decided recently that I want to, and I'm going to drink 2 liters of water a day. And the only way I can make sure that I do that, I mean, I drink tea and there's lots of ways to get water, but I wanted to specifically drink 2 liters of water. So I carry this bottle around. This is turtles from the aquarium, if you're watching the video. And it's a liter. So I know if I get through this twice, I have done my intention for the day. That's a small little transformation. And you're like, Heather, why would you do that? Because someone I was I've been watching information, and the your body, especially as you get older, needs hydration. And the only way I can know for sure that I am getting the hydration I want is to use this to help me to track it. Previously, I was pretty convinced that I was getting enough, but I was just kind of guesstimating, like, yeah, I did about that much. Yeah, I did about that much. As a personal trainer, when I ask clients, did you work out? Well, that means no. So unless I ask get clients to track their workouts, how hard they're working, what weights they're using, you can't see progression, and you don't transform. It's like you got a gym membership and you're wondering why you're not transforming your body, and it's because you haven't been to the gym. But I have a gym membership. You have to go and you have to do the work, my friends. You have to do the work. So it doesn't have to be big. I think I'm going to find a new word for work. You have to do the task. I can't remember. I can't think of anything right now. But I want you to reflect on the things that you have in your life. So what habits do you have that you've adopted that you would like to be different? Maybe you want to pick one of them. What boundaries do you not have? Are you saying yes to things that you want to say no to? Are you saying yes to things that if you want to go over there to your new life, if you keep saying yes to this, you're basically saying no to that, right? So what can you say no to help you say yes to what you want? And that five, I'm under 5 minutes. And you know what? I would love if you went onto one of the platforms and tell me if you did the 5 minutes. and what it felt like. If you don't want to do it there, you can go over to social media and you can DM me, Heather Stewart Coaching, on all the media platforms, or you can even send me an email. You can send me a WhatsApp, right? I'm in all the alls because I want people to be able to find me, but I want to know what it felt like to sit for 5 minutes and think about nothing. And then I want you to think about what you've been resisting. There's probably some, I know that I've got one sitting right here on my desk. I feel like it's an elephant. I've got an energy sitting right here on my desk of something that I've been resisting doing that I know is going to help me. So I'm going to pledge to you that I am going to have a conversation with that elephant this week. And we're going to get to work on that transformation. Oh my goodness. We are going to go for a quick, quick, quick break, my friends. Don't leave just yet. We got a little bit more. We're talking about transformation. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Oh, yes. Welcome back, my friends. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking transformation. Did you go give me the 5-star? You can wait till the end of the show to give me the 5-star review, by the way. And did you listen to last week's show about self-love? Did you do the things that I asked you to do? I'd love to know if you did that as well. You can drop those in your comments as well. And transformation is a really excellent example, an excellent way to express your self-love, because transformation, intentional transformation, choosing the direction that you go, is a beautiful way to express self-love and self-worth, right? Because you're saying, I am worthy, I am going to bloom, I am important, and I choose my life this way, which means I am going to stop this. It may not be an immediate full stop. You know, sometimes we waver a little bit. Sometimes we test, is this really what I want? Am I going backwards? Am I going forwards? But if life was a straight line, it would be boring as hell. I was reading Sacred Contracts last night by Carolyn Mays, and she was talking about a gentleman that she met. And whether you believe in the whole soul journey or not, it was interesting. It was an interesting point, because this gentleman had chosen, apparently when your soul decides to come to Earth, you go through these steps, and then you're supposed to, you pick your life, and then you go through this river of forgetfulness so that you don't know everything that's going to happen, because it would be boring. But he had decided not to drink from this river. And so he knew it was going to happen. And he just felt like his life was, he was afraid to do anything because he knew it was going to happen. And so his life was just kind of like, it was just boring. You know, it was like, if you like roller coasters, it was like he would go up the hill, but then he wouldn't take the roller coaster ride down. He'd go, no, I'm just going back down over there because I know what's going to happen. So he wasn't doing any of the things that he wanted to do with his life, that he had planned to do with his life, because whether you believe it or not, he said that he knew it was going to happen. And even psychics don't know everything that's going to happen, right? But if you know that your life was meant to be, like we say in the show opening, don't dim yourself. You were meant to shine your light in whatever way that is. That does not mean Hollywood lights if that's not for you. Shining your light could be anything, but you chose this life, and I believe everyone has a purpose in their life. Big, small, they're all important. We discount the importance of small things until there's a mosquito in the tent. Right. Those little buggers can disrupt all peaceful sleep. So size is irrelevant. It's the calling that you feel. And where are you keeping yourself from taking those steps? Because you don't know what's going to happen and it doesn't feel safe. Safe is just stuck. Safe is just stuck. So think about this week. Think about what can you say no to? What can you say yes to? What can you imagine for yourself? Geez, not 5 years, not 10 years, just something next. What can you imagine for yourself next that would move you a little ways towards how you ultimately would love to be? I mean, I would love to think that I have an endless amount of time to achieve everything I want to achieve in my life, but we don't, none of us get to be here forever in this particular 3D form. We come down, we have fun. Yes, life is supposed to be fun. We go to come down, we have some fun, we learn some lessons, and then phew, take our rental car back and go back home. So what have you been resisting that could support you in your growth? This could take some contemplation. You can think about it in your 5 minutes of meditation. Now, look, I've never asked you to do this before. So just go with me on this one. Just go with me on this one. And you don't need to earn your transformation. You don't need to earn it. You don't have to do anything to say, okay, I've earned transformation. Just by being born, you are transforming and you are worthy of transformation. And I want you to think about, where are you being called to grow? Where do you feel that pull to grow? And where are you holding on to the tree because it feels safe? The river is flowing. The river of life is like, hey, come with us. And you're holding on, going, no. It's like that rope swing into the river. You're like, you swing out and then you swing back because you're afraid to let go. Swing out, friends. Swing out and take the plunge into your life. It's way more fun to plunge into your life than to sit on the shore, for sure. And it's okay to be scared, my friends. I'm scared. I'm scared, 100%. But I've scared myself enough that I trust that it's going to be okay. Even when I'm in the yucky stuff, I have this little voice inside of me that I've developed that says, wow, this is an adventure, isn't it? I wonder what's going to happen next. So do your life with an intention. Everything, there's a quote for you. Everything in your life, I'll have to get it for you next week. I can't remember. But sometimes you step in stuff. So when you step in stuff, just look for the lesson. Figure out what you want with your life. Figure out how you want to transform your life. Figure out the next step to get you to your life. Tune in next week, my friends, because I'll have more for you. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.